Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Stuart Morgan, Group Company Secretary here at Coats, and I'm delighted to welcome you all to our AGM. Before we start the formal business of the meeting, I'd like to take a moment just to run through some brief housekeeping requirements. Firstly, as the contents of the Chair's speech and the trading update released this morning contain financial information, we are obliged to show this disclaimer, which appears on the slide behind me. Secondly, and importantly, there are no fire alarms planned for this afternoon. In the event of an alarm, please listen to the announcements and follow the instructions given. There are three fire exits located on this floor, and staff from FTI will be on hand to assist. In the event of an emergency, please follow the signs to the exits in an orderly manner. Third, this meeting is being webcast live, and a recording, together with the slides presented here today, will be available on our website, www.coats.com, later today. And finally, please ensure that your mobiles are switched off or on silent. And with that, I'm very pleased to hand on to the Chair of Coats Group PLC, David Gosnell.
Thank you, Stuart. Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's now 2:30, and we have a quorum. So accordingly, I am pleased to declare that the 2023 Coats Group PLC AGM open. I also welcome those that are watching the meeting via the live webcast. Before I go any further, I'd like to introduce the directors. Myself, David Gosnell, Chairman of the Board, Chair of the Noms Committee, and Chair of the Sustainability Committee. Sitting in front of me, sorry, at the top table, is Rajiv Sharma, our Chief Executive of the group. Stuart Morgan, who you've just heard from, our Company Secretary, who provided the introduction for us. Seated in front of myself, Nicholas Ball, our Senior Independent Non-Exec Director and Chair of the Audit and Risk Committee. Fran Phillips, Independent Non-Exec Director and Designated Non-Exec for the Workforce Engagement. Jakob Sigurdsson, Independent Non-Exec Director, and Jackie Callaway, who's the Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer. Joining us virtually is Echo Lu, Independent Non-Exec Director and Chair of the Remuneration Committee. I will now set out the structure of our meeting today. I will shortly provide a brief overview of some key matters from last year, as well as setting out the changes to your board. I will refer to four matters that are of particular relevance to our shareholders: our people and cultures, sustainability, pensions, and the continuation of our progressive dividend policy. Rajiv will then provide a performance and strategy update for the financial year 2022, and a trading update for the first four months of 2023, which was released to the stock exchange this morning. Then there will be an opportunity to ask questions before we proceed to the formal business of the meeting. Our people are fundamental to the sustainable success of Coats. Our 17,000 employees, who are spread across some 50 countries, are united by the group's purpose to connect talent, textiles, and technology to make a better and more sustainable world. To support our people and purpose, we developed a new set of values during 2022 that embodies Coats' unique culture of collaboration, agility, can-do approach, passion, and diversity. I am delighted that we have formally framed the values that the company has long demonstrated. During the course of the year, we've also launched Coats for All, an umbrella program to ensure alignment in the ways of working across all areas of our group. The initiative includes specific diversity projects and, more importantly, targets. I am proud that 86% of our employees now work in a great place to work, certified country. And this, combined with a 6% increase seen in our trust index score, is testimony to our high level of employee engagement. Turning to sustainability now. In 2021, we established a board level sustainability committee to enhance the board's visibility and governance over these very important areas. In December of 2022, the board, in conjunction with that committee, approved the new 2026 science-based targets. The new targets are linked to senior management's long-term incentive plans to ensure that reward is aligned to progress. During 2022, the board also approved a suite of progressive ESG policies, including a new climate change policy and living wage policy, as well as the consolidated environmental policy. As you can see, this is an area that we take extremely seriously at Coats. I will now raise two financial matters of particular interest to shareholders. In 2022, in collaboration with the pension trustees, a £350 million buy-in of annuity policies was completed, representing roughly 20% of the scheme's liabilities. This brings us closer to our medium-term aim of removing the scheme from the group's balance sheet. In addition to the scheme's significantly improved funding position, and the de-risking actions have allowed us to agree a mechanism to switch off and switch on the company's regular cash contributions, based on a monthly estimate of the latest funding position. This gives rise to the potential for significant group-free cash flow benefits from lower or eliminated cash contributions. I am happy with the significant progress we have made on pensions. I'm also pleased that we are proposing a final dividend of 1.73 cents per share, representing a 15% increase on the previous final dividend. Shareholders have been asked to vote on approving the dividend as part of this meeting, and if the resolution is approved, shareholders on the register of the 28th of April 23 will receive a dividend payment on the 25th of May 23. I would now like to highlight some changes to your board. Nicholas Ball became chair of the Audit and Risk Committee in May 2022. I'm delighted that our non-exec director search process resulted in the appointment of Steve Murray as a non-exec director and a member of the Audit and Risk, Nomination and Remuneration Committees in September 2022. Steve brings with him more than 30 years of experience in the apparel and footwear industry, having most recently been the global president of the North Face and previously CEO of Dr. Martens. To conclude, 2022 was a year of transformation for Coats. I am proud of the way in which we have responded to the challenges of the external environment by taking bold decisions to change the shape of our business. The acquisition of Texon and Rhenoflex led to the decisions being taken to create three divisions: apparel, footwear, and performance material. I'd now hand over to Rajiv to provide more details on the progress of these areas. Thank you.
Thank you, David, and good afternoon, everyone. Today, I would like to give you an overview of the 2022 Coats performance and an update on our strategic progress. I will end by giving a summary of our trading update, which was released this morning, and that covers the trading in the first 4 months of this year. I'm pleased to say we have delivered a strong set of results and also made significant strategic progress during the year. Organic revenue growth was 10%, which is above our 6% medium-term guidance. This includes 11% price, 4% mix, and minus 5% volume. Organic adjusted operating profits grew 22%. The apparel and footwear business experienced a demand surge in quarter one and destocking in quarter four. Volumes were minus 5% in 2022, but similar to 2019 levels. We saw a big shift in mix with more sales from higher margin products and price more than offsetting inflation. In periods of volatility, Coats has much better customer service and supply reliability when compared to the competition. This allows us to win more business, and it is our estimate that we have taken more than 100 basis points of market share to take our total share to around 24%. We completed the acquisitions of Texon and Rhenoflex during the year, and as a result of combining these with our existing footwear threads business, we are now the global market leader in footwear components with a market share of circa 23%. In late 2018, we developed our sustainability strategy and disclosed targets for the end of 2022. I am proud of the work done by all in Coats and thrilled to announce that we have substantially delivered on our 2022 targets. Today, we are announcing targets for the next 4 years. These will take us closer to our 2013 goals of reducing emissions by 50% and firmly putting Coats on a path to net zero by 2050. As David has already said, all of this and our confidence in the long-term future of Coats has led the board to recommend a final dividend of 1.73 cents, representing an increase in the final dividend of 15%. The acquisitions of Texon and Rhenoflex has transformed our position in the large and growing footwear component market, making Coats the clear market leader in footwear components. Footwear is a faster growing and more resilient end market. Coats has already built a successful footwear threads business over the past two decades. And when combined with structural components from Texon and Rhenoflex, it propels Coats to be the largest footwear component supplier. Our addressable market has gone up three times from 600 million to 1.8 billion. This business has roughly 23% market share in a growing market. We expect sales to grow circa 8% CAGR over the medium term. Our sales in the athleisure and sports subsegment are expected to grow double digit. Premium performance and luxury footwear products are highly engineered and specified by the brands. Coats footwear differentiates itself through global scale, innovation, and sustainability. In many surveys, consumers have shown a clear preference to buy products from brands that have sustainability at the core. Innovation is increasingly being focused on sustainable materials and supply chains. Texon and Rhenoflex have strong sustainability track records and will be a net positive contributor to the overall Coats sustainability story. We believe there are good growth opportunities for us in footwear components. As mentioned, we are targeting roughly 8% organic sales growth CAGR over the medium terms. And there's also good potential to expand the adjusted operating margins of this division to greater than 20%. With the acquisitions of Texon and Rhenoflex, we have changed the makeup of the group. Effective 1st of January 2023, we have three divisions with end-to-end accountability for operational and financial performance. This will drive agility, speed, efficiency, and better customer experiences. We will start reporting three divisions with effect from H1 2023 results. We believe this allows for greater understanding of end market dynamics and divisional performance. A key element of our company purpose is to make a better and more sustainable world. In late 2018, we took on the challenge to set bold targets to be delivered over a four-year period. Despite the pandemic year of 2020 and subsequent significant supply chain disruptions, we did not change the original targets. I am thrilled and proud to say that we have substantially delivered on these targets. Having reached our 2022 milestone, we have now set new and challenging targets for the next 4 years. These build on our achievements to date using 2022 performance as the baseline. We continue to focus on people, water, emissions, and waste reduction, as well as product innovation and material transition. We have also added two new 2026 targets areas relating to the number of female leaders in the business and Scope 1 and Scope 2 CO2 emission reductions. Among our 2026 targets, we are looking to achieve zero waste to landfill from all sites. We're also targeting a reduction in our Scope 1 and Scope 2 emissions by a further 22% from last year's baseline of 212 kilotons. We have introduced these new targets to keep forward momentum as we drive towards a 2030 science-based target initiative goals and a 2050 net zero commitment. In March last year, we announced strategic projects to help lift the overall margins of the business to 17% in 2024. We said we will deliver $50 million of incremental savings by 2024. These projects are well planned and executed well, resulting in an acceleration of savings. Last year, we achieved $20 million of savings, well ahead of the original target of $5 to $10 million. We have also announced at our full year results in March this year an expansion in the scope of our projects. So we are increasing the total expected savings from $50 million to $70 million by 2024. The scope expansion is focused on additional actions to transform our Asian operations, in particular in India and China. So moving forward to 2023, you might have seen we released our trading update to the market covering the period from 1st of January to 30th April 2023. Market conditions and group trading were in line with our expectations. The 20% organic decline was against a very strong prior year comparator. It also reflects continuation of the widespread industry destocking in apparel and footwear, together with previously disclosed customer insourcing decisions within the performance material business. Overall, group revenue declined 7%, including the first-time contribution from the two acquisitions last year. Within the divisions, as expected, apparel declined by 22%, reflecting continued customer destocking, adjusting to more subdued demand and excessive inventory levels within the supply chain. Footwear saw similar destocking drivers and decreased 23% organically. However, in this division, reported revenues increased 58% year-on-year, including the Texon and Rhenoflex acquisitions. The integration of both these businesses is progressing according to plan, with synergy and efficiency benefits being realized in line with expectations. Performance materials revenue reduced 13%, largely due to a customer insourcing decision in the second half of 2022. Our strategic projects remain on track and are delivering significant operational and financial benefits. These actions have supported operating margins and will continue to do so. Cash generation continues to be positive and a focus for the group. We continue to anticipate full year 2023 performance to be second half weighted and in line with the board's expectation. And with that, I hand back to David.
Thank you, Rajiv. Before I move on to the formal part of the business, I do want to thank all of our stakeholders. That's our shareholders on the line today, our suppliers, customers, pensioners, and our employees. I do want to mention every one of our employees gives their absolute best for Coats, and everyone goes the extra mile. So on behalf of the board, I would like to thank every single stakeholder. We'll now move to the business of the meeting, and we'll now offer you the opportunity to ask questions. Please note that no questions have been pre-registered to date. If any shareholder, proxy, or corporate representative would like to ask a question about the business and resolutions before this meeting, my board colleagues and I are very happy to answer them now. There are handheld microphones are available. Please raise your hand if you have a question, and wait until the microphone reaches you before speaking. I would be grateful if you could please state your name and who you represent before asking the question. Let me open the room for questions. I think there's no questions in the room, no hands raised, so on that basis I will move on. So let me move now on to the formal part of the meeting. Copies of the notice of the meeting have been made available to all shareholders for the requisite period. I would like to propose, with your consent, that this notice be taken as read. If there are any objections, please raise your hand. Are there any objections in the room? Okay, all voting today will be via a poll. To be more accurately reflect the review of shareholders of the company, our voting procedure today will be a poll using poll cards in the room. This is seen as best practice, and it gives all shareholders the opportunity to participate in the decision making of the company and have their votes recorded in proportion to the number of shares they hold. I'm calling for a poll on the resolutions, exercising the authority in our Articles of Association. You will now be given a poll card at registration. You will have been given a poll card at registration at the venue today, and you'll be asked to complete it in a moment. If you are entitled to vote as a shareholder, proxy, or corporate representative, but do not have a poll card, please raise your hand and a member of the registrar team will come and give you the appropriate documents. If you submitted your vote before the meeting, you do not need to complete a poll unless you wish to change your vote. I now propose formally that each of the resolutions are put to the meeting. Resolutions 16, 17, 18 and 19 are special resolutions. I would now declare the poll open. Please, would you now complete your poll card? You should enter your full name in block capitals if that is not already done for you. If you're a proxy or corporate representative for another shareholder, please state their name on the poll card. You should cast your votes on each separate resolution by putting a cross in one of the boxes marked for, against, or vote withheld. A vote withheld is not a vote in law and will not be counted in the calculation of the proportion of votes for or against the resolution. If you are not voting your total holding in the company shares, would you please also write down the number of shares you wish to vote? Please make sure you've signed your poll card and then return to the registrars as you leave. Any poll card that has not been signed will be deemed invalid and not be counted in today's poll. The poll will close 10 minutes after the end of the meeting, and your poll card should be deposited in the ballot box on the registration table before that time if your vote is to be counted. With no other questions in the room, I will now declare the meeting closed. Thank you all for your time today. Thank you.